Hello and welcome to the Talk Football podcast. This is episode 3 of season 4 and I am riding solo today and I am going to give you a bit of a preview of the upcoming Premier League opening weekend. Just going to run through the fixtures, bit of a prediction and kind of have a look at major transfers in and out for each of those clubs. So we're going to kick off with Burnley versus City, which is on Friday night. City, obviously, a couple of major signings that have come in, Gvardiol, Kovacic, but they have had a few outs, most notably Mahrez and Gundogan. Burnley have made a few signings. They've brought in Amudi, I hope I'm saying that right, James Trafford, and a defender in Bayer. Free transfer of Nathan Redmond and Obafemi. I mean, that's going to be a tough start. It's a tough ask, obviously, for Burnley. But Vincent Kompany up against his old manager could be an interesting one. But you can't really see much other than a City win, I would say. So I'm going to say City are going to win that one 3-1. I don't think it'll be a complete run out for City. And I do think they're going to have a slight hangover from the exploits of their last season. But we'll see. But I think Burnley will give them a good game. But I think City will run out winners on that. 3-1, maybe 2-1, but I'm going to go 3-1. So the next fixture up will be Saturday fixtures. So we've got Arsenal versus Forest. Obviously, Arsenal have been very active in the transfer market. So they've brought in, obviously, Declan Rice, Kai Havertz, Jurrien Timber, and possibly an agreement in place for David Raya from Brentford, which would be an interesting one. See how that pans out with Ramsdale. So they have had a few outs themselves, notably, obviously, Xhaka in midfield, Pablo Mari at the back, and a young left-back, Trusty, who's left the club as well. But we'll come on to him, because you'll find out where he's gone a bit later on. A tough game for Forest, obviously. Arsenal, I would expect to come out flying. For Forest, obviously, they've had a few signings that have come in, most notably Anthony Elanga from United and Chris Wood that they've signed on a permanent from Newcastle. They've had a free transfer, Ola Aina, who's a fullback, can play either side, former Chelsea youngster, of course. So it'd be interesting to see how that one goes. But I'm going to go, obviously, with Arsenal on this one. And I think a comfortable 2-0 victory for Arsenal. So moving on to the next fixture, Bournemouth versus West Ham. And obviously, there's been a lot going on at West Ham. A lot of unsettlement with David Moyes. Seems to be at war with the sporting director. So that's obviously not gone well. They have obviously raked in over 100 million quid, bringing in, or selling rather, Declan Rice. So they haven't really made any major signings yet. One or two youngsters moving about. But as of breaking news this morning, it appears that they have actually reached agreement on the transfers of Ward-Prowse and Harry Maguire. So we'll see how that pans out. I know that David Moyes quite fancies taking Scott McTominay as well. But I doubt whether or not they'll get anything in place. There are links with a few other players, but there's nothing concrete as of yet. As for Bournemouth, they've done a fair bit of business. So they've brought in Traore, Kerkez, and young Justin Kluivert, the son of a much more well-known Kluivert. So it'd be interesting to see how Bournemouth do. Having actually got rid of Gary O'Neill, which I personally believe is a mistake, they've brought in their new manager. And we'll see how he does. But I've got a feeling that that ain't going to work out so well. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I think I think Bournemouth actually are going to take this. I just think there's a bit of doom and gloom around West Ham. And I do fear after maybe a few games, if the results don't go the right way, we could see Moyes depart early doors this season. And I'm going to go for a Bournemouth win. A home win, because they're pretty good at home. So I'm going to go 2-1 Bournemouth on that one. So moving on to our next fixture, which is Brighton versus Luton. So obviously Luton, newly promoted. Brighton have obviously spent a bit of money. They've gone out and they've done well. So they bought in João Pedro for a very sizable transfer fee. So he can play anywhere across the forward line, but I probably expect him to start down the middle. Now, bearing in mind that we've signed Robert Sanchez, they have still got Steele there, but they have signed a goalkeeper in Verbruggen. I'm hoping I say his name right. And they have bought in defensive cover at the back with Igor. Luton have bought in, they haven't gone mad, but they've bought in Giles, young left back. Tahith Chong, who's can play obviously anywhere across the front line, sort of like attacking midfield wise, but predominantly off the right. Anderson, a defensive player, centre back, but can probably play most positions across the back line. And they've brought in the marvellous Nakamba from Villa. So that could be a good signing for them in midfield. But you would expect Brighton to carry on with the form that they showed last season, which pushed them into a lofty finish in the Premier League. So I think tough ask for Luton at the start. I'm going to go 3-0 Brighton on this one. Everton versus Fulham, our next fixture. Everton haven't done a massive amount in the transfer market yet. In fact, there's been far more outs than there have been ins. So in terms of signings at the moment, it's Dan Juma and then Ashley Young on a free have come in. But the outs, you've got Moise Keane has gone out on a permanent. Ellis Sims, young striker, he's gone. Yerry Mina, Tom Davies, Andros Townsend and Connor Cody. So, far more outs at Everton than there has been ins. But they are linked with a few players. So we'll see how that pans out in the next couple of weeks, the last couple of weeks remaining in the transfer window. We'll see how that goes. And then, Fulham. Fulham. We're on to Fulham. And, of course, they've got bragging rights over Southwest 6 from the season just gone. So they've signed a defender. Two major signings, really. So they've brought in Bassi at the back and then Jimenez from Wolves. It'd be interesting to see how Jimenez does. Possibly a replacement, obviously, for Mitrovic, who has been linked with a move to the Saudi League. So on that one, I think that's going to be quite a tight game. Fulham don't necessarily travel particularly well, but I don't know. It's a tough one. I'm going to go for a draw on this one. I'm going to go 1-1. Could be wrong. We'll find out. So next fixture, Sheffield Wednesday versus Crystal Palace. Wednesday? Yeah, that's not Wednesday. Sheffield United. Get it right. I'm mixing up my Sheffields. Anyway, right. So this is what happens when I'm on my own, you see. I get distracted by my own notes. But there we go. I digress. So yes, Sheffield's ins. They've brought in Trusty from Arsenal. Young defender. Traore, who's a forward. And Sillemans. I can't remember. Hopefully that's how you pronounce his name. So they've brought him in. And then obviously Palace. One major outgoing, really, I suppose. Albeit they've lost him end of contract, which is Will Zaha. So it'd be interesting to see how they cope without Zaha. They have brought in an attacking midfielder in Franca. Quite a lot of money spent on that, and a free transfer of Lerma. I think this will be a tightish game. I don't think either team are going to want to give too much away in the first game of the season. Both of them would probably like to put some sort of points on the board. So again, I'm going to go for a draw. So I'm going to go 1-1 again with this one. Right, so next fixture is Newcastle versus Villa. Newcastle have obviously been very active in the transfer market and they've made some class signings, absolute class signings. So obviously Tonali, early doors, that was done. They've brought in young Barnes from Leicester, which already he's got a couple of goals in pre-season, looks sharp, looks fit. Livramento has come in from Southampton. It'd be interesting to see how that works, who gets a nod between him and Trippier at the right-back slot. So that's an interesting couple of signings there for Newcastle. I think, I think they've been particularly shrewd in the transfer market. And I think that's players that will fit the Eddie Howe template of play. Obviously, they've lost Saint-Maximin. He's gone off to the Saudi League. Villa, yet again, another club that's been very proactive in the transfer market with some absolute class signings. And in Moussa Diaby, and Pau Torres, particularly Pau Torres. I'm very, very, very intrigued to see how that works out. And he's a very, very good defender who's looked at by quite a lot of you know, high profile clubs. So it'd be interesting to see that. And then of course they've taken Yuri Tielemans from Leicester on a free. So I think this will be a tight game, but I think there's going to be goals in it. And I'm going to go for a draw again, but I'm going to go 2-2. I think there'll be a few goals knocking about in this game. So next up we have Brentford and Spurs. Brentford have obviously they're going to have Tony missing for a large part of the season due to his ban, but they have signed a few players. So they've brought in Collins, Sharday on a permanent now, and they've brought in a bit of goalkeeper cover at the back. So it'd be obviously because their goalkeeper's being linked with a possible move to Arsenal. So they have brought in an experienced goalkeeper. So it'd be interesting to see how that. And Collins has cost a fair bit of money. No major outs of any note yet. But obviously, we'll see what happens with Raya. Spurs, they've left it a little bit late, typical Levy, but they have got some business done, particularly in the last 24 hours with Van de Ven and Velez coming in. Van de Ven being a defender, Velez being a forward. Notably early doors, though, they did get Maddison done and Vicario, a new goalkeeper. No major... and I nearly forgot, but they've brought in a young defender from... Blackburn, so young Phillips. So he's a good prospect and we'll see how he does. I don't expect him to be a regular starter, but you never know. He could prove himself in training. And then, of course, we don't know what's going to be happening with Harry Kane, whether he stays or goes. We'll probably find out within the next week or so. Bayern Munich have put in a new bid, a bit closer to the 100-odd million that Levy wants, but I wouldn't be surprised if he knocks that back. So we'll see how that goes. And then obviously a few players that have left, a couple to mention, Harry Winks, who's gone off to Leicester, and Lucas Moura has left the club, end of contract. So coming on to our next fixture, my club, Chelsea. Oh, where do we even start? So many transfers, ins and outs. We'll start with the ins. So we've gone with Nkunku, Desisi, Jackson, Uguwachu. I've pronounced that's right. I don't know. And then we've got in Robert Sanchez from Brighton as goalkeeper. Yet to see who's going to start as a number one, him or Kepa. We'll soon find out. The outs page, obviously. Well, you know, Havertz, Mount, Kovacic, Mendy, Koulibaly, Pulisic, Kante, Azpilicueta, Aubameyang, a few others, but they're probably the most high profile of those. And Liverpool, not done a massive amount in the transfer market so far. So Szoboszlai's come in, McAllister. McAllister can play anywhere in the midfield. Class player, absolute class player for Brighton last season. And Szoboszlai, it'd be interesting to see how he takes to the Premier League. From what I saw of him playing in the Champions League, he looked a class player. So it's going to be interesting to see how he works out and how their midfield shapes up now, because obviously they've had quite a few outs. Notably midfield, obviously, Fabinho, Henderson's gone, Kate has gone, Milner's gone, Firmino's gone, Oxlade-Chamberlain's gone under contract. There's a few others, but they're the most high profile, you would say. So it'd be interesting to see how this new style and new shape up Liverpool. I mean, they're obviously going forward. They're going to have a class, class. They've still got the class of Salah. It'd be interesting to see how some of the other players sort of settle in second season into the Premier League. So we'll see how that goes. So yeah, it'll be an interesting one. Hart says that we're going to, Pochettino's going to mastermind some sort of victory. Obviously, both clubs are in some sort of transition phase. But I've got a feeling we're gonna start well. And I might be completely wrong on this, and we're probably going to get blown away by Liverpool, and the old defensive frailties of last season will come to the fore again. But, we have got Cole Will back, and it'd be interesting to see who actually starts at centre back. Right, let's nail down it. I'm going with my heart. So I'm going to go Chelsea 2-1 winners over Liverpool. I may be mad, but we'll see how that pans out. Right, and the last fixture of the weekend, which will be the Monday night football, it's Man United versus Wolves. Obviously, United have been active in the transfer market, bringing in Højlund, Mount, Onana. notably. Evans on a short-term deal. Now, there was news that was breaking yesterday that Hoyland is potentially going to be out for the first few weeks of the season. He's got a stress fracture in the foot, so we'll see how long that keeps him out. Apparently, it's something they knew about anyway, and they just don't want to stress it. So it becomes a full fracture, something even more serious. So they're going to ease him in. So it'd be interesting to see how he does. It's a lot of money to spend on a youngster. We covered that Hoyland with Andy in the last pod. Mason Mount, wish him all the best. We'll see how he does. He's had a few nervy moments, obviously missing that sitter. And Onana, we'll see how he does in the Premier League. Obviously getting beaten from near on the halfway line in a pre-season friendly. Because he does like to have a wander. So we'll see how that goes. Wolves, they've not really done anything of any kind of like majors really on transfers in. It's more about what they've done with letting players go. I mean, apparently the club's in a bit of financial trouble. So I suppose it's understandable that you want to make some money on who you let go. But Ruben Neves, obviously, he's gone off to the Saudi League, which is a bit of a surprise, but a lot of money coming in on that. They've sold Jimenez, obviously, to Fulham. Collins, they sold. I know they got like 25, 28 million or whatever it was, but yeah, it's a lot of players to let go. And then, of course, Connor Cody. So I'm going to go with a Man United win on this one. I think it'd be a comfortable 2-0 win for Man United over Wolves. And that concludes my thoughts on the opening fixtures of the Premier League weekend. So we'll see how that pans out. And we'll see how close I get in my predictions. We'll have a little look back. And I'm sure that one of my fellow guests and regulars that will come on will probably rip me to pieces over my predictions, because I'll probably get them all wrong. But you never know. So thank you for joining me on this short episode of the Talk Football Podcast. Don't forget to get in contact with the show via the socials. The links will be tagged onto any of these posts and the episodes that go out. So join us on there. If you want to ask any questions or if you want to feature on the show as a guest, please get in contact. And so, yeah, for me, Hodgie, on this short solo pod previewing the Premier League opening weekend, I say thank you. I look forward to a very exciting weekend of football. And come on, you Blues. Let's get a positive result. And for the first match in charge for Pochettino, it's at the Bridge. It's against Liverpool. So, you know, what a game to open the weekend for my club. So I hope wherever you are and whatever club you support, have a good weekend. Enjoy your travels if you're on away games, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you.